For a breakfast corn cereal you'll really go for, eat Kix, crunchy puffs of real energy-rich corn. And now, Kix, that winning American corn cereal, presents... The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America. With his faithful valet Cato, Britt Reid, daring young publisher, matches wits with the underworld, risking his life that criminals and racketeers within the law may feel its weight by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reid in the thrilling adventure of Murder at Lighthouse Mary's. To keep going, to keep winning, you need plenty of that good old American energy. Corn helps give you the energy that makes you the pacemaker, the front runner in the day's race. So every breakfast, eat Kix, that winning American corn cereal. Kix is not flakes, but crunchy puffs of energy-rich corn. No wonder Kix stays so crisp in milk or cream. You can pour plenty on and get those important milk vitamins plus real corn energy. Yes, for that head start you want on a power-packed day, try an accelerating, Kixolating breakfast. Enjoy super delicious, nourishing corn Kix. Kix is a winner! Lighthouse Mary was elderly, leathery-faced, and usually blurry-eyed. The sensationally lurid cafe to which she had given her name had become a waterfront rendezvous, the most notorious and most popular after-dark spot in town. But there were times when Lighthouse Mary pondered this new public acceptance, and today was one of them. She sat at a table in the now-empty cafe, fingering a glass of colorless liquid, and looking sourly at the foppish man opposite her. He was Lundy Bertie Linden.
Bertie, I was running a nice, easy-going skid joint till I let you sell me the idea of turning this place into a boob trap.
Darling, is there no pleasing you? I'm only making you a fortune.
So what? We can't keep going on like this without somebody getting wise.
Who are usually here when we make our plays, Mary? Smart people. These smart people slumming. Have they suspected anything? No. Instead, we've been using them as a cloak.
Yeah. We're smart, too. You are. That's no reason you gotta bring a party of newspaper guys in tonight. Just when we're expecting a shipment.
The bunch from the Daily Sentinel? Oh, precious, they're only composing room workers. Giving a bachelor dinner for one of their own. Mm. They'll just be looking for fun.
They're still newspaper people. Looking for fun or anything else. Besides, that Reed fella's gonna be here, too. You said so.
Oh, Britt Reed's the publisher, my sweet. Has to do the Lord of the Manor Act, you know. Drop in when the menials have their frolic, cheer them with a pip-pip and a toast, then take off and...
Lay off the phony English line and pass the bottle.
Oh, my adorable. Reed won't be here long, I promise. I'll dog his path every second he's here tonight and chase him. Besides, you worry about reporters, not publishers.
In his office at the Sentinel, Britt Reid was preparing to leave for the day.
Well, there, Miss Case, that does it. No more letters?
No, sir. Oh, look at Axford over there, asleep.
That's right, Cassie. I was just resting the spell. I'm going to the composing room party tonight, and I'm storing up me strength.
You're going to that party, aren't you, Mr. Reed?
Yes, and with no pleasure. At Lighthouse Mary's. Why couldn't they hold it at one of the hotels?
Because Lighthouse Mary's the most popular place in town, that's why. It's got color.
Mm. So is a black widow spider or poison ivy.
I've been told it's a real exciting place.
It is. Excitement from the time you come in till you leave. When the customers don't fight, Mary and her bouncer grill start things ripping and then...
Oh, Maybe I've seen too many gangster movies, but I'd love to visit a place like that.
You'd really like to go, Miss Case?
I hope you don't think I'm silly, but I would, sometime.
Well, then we'll make it tonight.
What?
Don't say no. The boys will feel honored to have you drop in on their party. So, what do you say? The three of us go together?
Sounds great to me. Okay, Casey?
Oh, yes. I'm speechless. Thank you, Mr. Reed.
I'll call for you at home about 9, Miss Case. You be ready before then, Axford?
If I button me vest, I'll be ready now. Better wear your storm clothes, Casey. It looks like a bad night tonight.
10 miles from the city and a few miles offshore, a motor-driven lobster boat tossed fitfully on the crest of the towering, fog-capped waves. Its ghost-like outline could scarcely be seen in the fog that poured over it. Two men, in charge of the small crew, stood at the stern of the vessel, peering intently. Not at an object, but at something expected.
John, this trip is no good. Augie, all I know is we got orders. We're off the right part of the channel. We stay here till the Rexonia passes.
But the Coast Guard...
Forget about the Coast Guard. They got other fish to...
You hear that?
The giant ocean liner, Rexonia, plowed through the mountains of water in a field of fog, slowly but relentlessly. Searchlights stabbed the murky grayness. Suddenly, they picked up the lobster boat to the starboard. For a few fleeting seconds, they held the vessel within their frames, then reached out to grab the darkness ahead. As the magnificent greyhound of the sea plunged forward through the night, the two men on the lobster boat, John and Augie, held tightly to the side rail and peered once more into the swirling, rolling fog clouds.
Augie, if our man was on that ship, he saw us.
Yeah, but I didn't see anything go over the side.
How could she? Wait. It'll take minutes yet before the flares light up. And this sea's plenty.
There's a flare! 20 degrees off the port side!
John, get to the package as quick as you can. We gotta get it back to the motorboat so we can take it to Lighthouse Mary's tonight.
Here we are.
That's Lighthouse Mary's over there.
What's happening over there?
Here, Miss Case. Stand beside me.
Don't get excited, Casey. Stand to the side.